senses here. So, although we lost 1 hour of sleep, still we look afresh, isn't it? So let's turn our Bible to 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter. First Timothy, 2nd chapter, 5th verse. 5th and 6th verse, we read it all together. 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verse 6 and 5 and 6. We read it all together. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Second scripture portion, turn to 1 John. 1 John, 2nd chapter. First two verses, we read it all together. 1 John, 2nd chapter, first two verses. My little children, these things that I write to you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Let's pray. Father, we bring our hearts, our thoughts into your presence, O Father. Father, cleanse us, purge us with thy precious blood. Help us as we are meditating thy word. Father, encourage our hearts. Father, help us to worship thee, to praise thee, to honor thee, to glorify thee, O Father. Speak unto us, speak unto our hearts, minister unto us. Hide me behind thy cross. Father, we lift your name high. We bring this, Father, place under thy control. Father, those who are on the way, Father, bring them safely, hasten their steps, O Father. Yes. And those who are not able to come, grant their portion. Yes. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. There was a band in Britain. In the part of that band, there were two members. They fought with each other. And they never reconciled with each other. And they were no friends no more. So, on the new year, one of the first day of the year, one of the band, their group leader, came to those two persons, one of the person whom they fought with each other, and said that this is the right time to reconcile with each other. And he asked him, go and reconcile with that other friend. Go and reconcile with the other friend. So, he was a bit hesitant. Then again, he said that this is the right time. This is the first day of the year. Go. It's a new year. New year Eve. Go and reconcile with his friend. Go and greet him. Instantly, forcibly, he went to his friend, with the person whom he fought. He went to that person and greeted to him, wish you happy new year. And he didn't stop there, but only 1 year. So, that's the attitude of an human being. The verses which we read now, it clearly shows that there is only one God and only one mediator. Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, in John 14 chapter, he says that, I am the way, truth and the life. That words he proclaimed to disciple Thomas. Thomas is the disciple. He went as an apostle to the land where they worship nearly 33 million so-called goddesses and gods. So he went and preached there in the land of India. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So God is a holy God. He is a righteous God. But if you see the humankind, we are the wretched sinners. Our sins are so grievous, and we are sinners by birth and by our deeds. And the psalmist asks the question in one of the psalms, who can stand in the presence of God and who can dwell in his tabernacle? He is a holy God and he is a righteous God. If we stand with our sinful nature in his presence only to receive his wrath and his judgment. Nothing else. Nothing else. But God has provided a provision. That is Christ Jesus, who is the God himself, became a man and became a mediator to give us an eternal life, to give us the grace of God, to give us the mercy of God. Psalm 14, 2 says like this. I'll read it for you. Psalm 14. When Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, Psalm 14:2, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. So there is no one good. And also we know the verse Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fallen short of glory of God. And also Isaiah 53:6 says that we have all gone astray like sheep. So we were on the one step away from the eternal hellfire, from the judgment of God, from the death. But at the same time, God has provided a provision. He has sent his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, for us to die on the cross of Calvary. If you see in the Romans 5th chapter, says that when we were yet enemies unto him, when we are yet sinners, when we are yet weak, when we are yet ungodly, God sent his Son. So, during the time of apostles, in the entire region of Rome, there were around 6 million slaves were there. So this is the story of a slave. He was a slave to one wealthy person in the city of Colossae, which is 100 miles away from Ephesus. So in that wealthiest man's house, there used to be a church. His name is Philemon. So slave's name was Onesimus. Onesimus means profitable. Means who brings profit unto others. But this slave has run away from that, from his master. He ran away to the city of Rome. It's 1200 miles away from Colossae. In pursuit of happiness, in pursuit of joy, he went to city of Rome. But he didn't find anything. It was empty for him. His search was led him to nothing. Emptiness. But he heard gospel from Apostle Paul and he was saved. So Apostle wants that Onesimus wants settle matter with his master Philemon, because he might have stolen something from his master Philemon, because in order to travel 1200 miles in those days needs some money. So he was working in the wealthiest person in that region, Philemon's house. So he might have stolen something. So in order to plead on his behalf, Paul has written this epistle, Philemon. So in that epistle, you can see how Paul pleads or speaks on behalf of Onesimus to accept Onesimus as a brother and as a son, not as a slave. In those days, if you have stolen something, if you have run away from his master, if he is caught by the master, slave can be slain. He can be killed to death. Yeah. But in this case, during the according to the Roman law of advocacy, a slave can return to the master and can be protected by the master. If only if he goes to his master's friend and he gets support for him. And that friend will become an advocate for him to talk to the slave's owner and appeal for grace on behalf of that slave. So, what I mean to say is, if you read 1 Samuel, 2nd chapter, 1 Samuel, 2nd chapter, 25th verse, 1 Samuel, 2nd chapter, 25th verse. If one man sin against other, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against law, Lord, who shall entreat for him? Here Eli is speaking to his sons. So if we sin against the God, who can mediate on our behalf? See, the context is different, but the sins, what we are doing, first we are sinning first against the God, then against our friends or the relatives, our fellow brethren, our family members. There should be a mediator so that we can be reconciled to the Holy God. Who can plead on behalf of us? Who can argue for us? Who can act as an advocate for us? So, if we are caught in sin, if we are brought to the judge, only thing we will be standing in the bone of a victim, and judge will be pronouncing judgment on us, and he will be pronouncing his punishment on us. But there comes an advocate who will be speaking on behalf of us. He will be advocating on behalf of us so that we may obtain mercy or grace. So that's the mediator, only one mediator. That's the Christ Jesus. God the Father is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He is like a burning fire. We are a wretched sinners. We are only eligible for the wrath, only the punishment of God, eternal hellfire. But there came a mediator, the man Christ Jesus. He is the man and he is the God. He is only qualified. He is the only one who is a mediator. In this world, so many people will pray to so many prophets, prophetess, and so-called saints. But only Christ is the way. And he came for us. And he died for us. And the verses which we read in 1 John 1, 2, and also Timothy 2, 5, it says that he paid ransom on our behalf. He took the punishment of our sin upon him. And he paid on full on the cross of Calvary. Because of his punishment which he has paid, penalty which he has paid, the price which he has paid, we received that reconciliation. We received that peace. So, see Isaiah 59:16. Isaiah 59:16, and I will read it for you. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. There was no mediator apart from Jesus Christ. There was no intercessor apart from Jesus Christ, who can bring peace between a wretched sinner like me and the holy God who is dwelling in the most holy place. Because he is the God and he became a man and he never sinned and there is no sin in him, and he paid a full penalty on the cross of Calvary because of his punishment, because the price which he paid, I received that reconciliation. And also 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, I'll read verse 18 and 19. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter 18 and 19. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, the God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So here, Lord Godfather has reconciled us unto him in Christ Jesus. Not only that, he has given the ministry of reconciliation, because he shed blood for not only for you and me, for the entire world, for the remission of each and every human being. So he has given that ministry of reconciliation to us, so that we can proclaim that word of reconciliation to others. So if you see the story of Onesimus, he was a slave. Although his name means profitable, he was a slave. He ran away from his master, and he has stolen some money or something from his master, and he is unprofitable. If you see the letter written to the Philemon, 11th verse, I'll read it for you. Philemon, epistle written to Philemon by Apostle Paul. In which in time past was the unprofitable. He was an unprofitable. Is it not, if we apply the same story in our life, were we not the slaves? Were we not run away from the God the Father? Were we not have stolen the resources which he has given us for his glory and used for our benefit's sake? And we were unprofitable. Neither we are profitable to our parents, neither to our family members, neither to our friends. We are unprofitable. Always we used to be selfish. But we heard the glorious gospel. Gospel of Christ Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary. And that brought the change in our life. And we were reconciled unto the God the Father, who is a righteous, who is a holy. And that salvation and the Christ Jesus brought a change in our life. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Now, if you see the read the letter written to the Philemon, Paul says that whatever merit is of me, give it unto the Onesimus, and whatever demerit is there of him, put it on me. Paul is writing to the Philemon so that he may be reconciled to the Onesimus. In the same way, Christ has done same thing on the cross of Calvary. He took all our punishment upon him, and he paid the price. And what he has done, he has given his righteousness unto us. He has imputed his righteousness unto us. Now when we stand in the presence of God, we are not standing as a sinners, but God, Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, has given his righteousness unto us. When he sees us, he sees the righteousness of Christ in us. And Christ Jesus appeals for us and speaks on behalf of us, saying that, I have shed blood for him. He has accepted him. And he intercedes for us. And he advocates for us. Is it not a glorious thing? In this world, like, if you want to win a case in a Supreme Court or in a High Court, you need to hire an advocate. You know, in India, if you want to hire an advocate, he starts charging for every minute, straight from the time when he starts from his house. Times tick on. Some people like charge like 30% of their property or something. But we are having an experience, and no one can be comparable unto this advocate. We have such an advocate who pleads for us, who speaks for us, who intercedes for us, and he is our mediator. So let's worship him, and let's praise him and exalt him. So once he was reconciled, like, he became a son and brother. I will read this verse from the epistle of Philemon. Fifteenth verse onwards. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season. Means Onesimus has departed, run away from his master Philemon for a season, that thou should receive him forever. And not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. And he says that not as a slave you have to accept him, but as a brother. So we were slaves, but now we are brothers in the Christ Jesus. And he says that I will praise among my brothers, and Jesus Christ called us his brother. We are the household of God. We are no more slaves. He has adopted us into the family of God. So he has given that privilege to us. From slaves, from runaway, from an unprofitable persons like us, he made us a profitable. Then he made us a sons, and he has accepted and he has joined us into the household of God. And he has given the ministry of reconciliation. Is it not glorious? So with these thoughts, few thoughts, let's worship him and praise him.